Hello and welcome to episode number 3 of A Podcast for Everyone, the only busted based podcast on the internet, I presume. Today,
I can only assume.
Today we are taking a deep dive look into album 1, track 3, Britney. And as always, I'm joined by Carlisle. Say hi, Carlisle.
Hello there, it's me, Carlisle.
From the podcast.
From every episode thus far of this same podcast.
So before we start, we decided that we'd do a little bit of a review of the latest track that's just been released, 90s. Would you like to give your thoughts first, Carla?
Yeah, well, it's an exciting time to be doing a busted podcast because we've just gotten the first single. At the time of recording this, we've just gotten the first single off their fourth album. Oof. Which, you know, imagine 6 years ago if somebody told you Busted was going to have a fourth album on the way.
It's never going to happen.
It's a bit of a departure from their third album. Their third album was very synth poppy and quite different from what they come before. Now it's a bit of a return to form of these original albums. It's a bit rockier. And it's really good. It's very nostalgic. Mm. It just talks about missing the 90s, but it's which I can't relate to most of that because I was born in 1997.
I was born in 1996.
So, yeah.
I relate to it 1 year really more than you do.
Are there any parts of that song that really jump out to you being like, yes, I miss this too?
To be honest with you, I haven't listened to it enough to remember the lyrics.
They talk about the Goonies in it, and oh. I saw part of that for the first time recently. That is a weird fucking film.
It is a great fucking film.
Missing it. It's good. Yeah.
I liked the song a lot. Also, it gave me very Blink-182 vibes from their most recent album, who I am a huge fan of. It's more sort of like. Less poppy than their old stuff, but not as punky as like stereotypical pop punk, and I very much enjoyed it.
Yeah, they're kind of meeting in the middle.
Yeah, definitely
doing their own thing. You got to respect it. But we're not going to talk too much depth in that. That's wait 40 weeks or something time for that.
Wait a long ass time.
Today we're going back to 2002.
Hell yeah!
God, mad. To talk about what is probably the funniest busted song ever. This song is so fucking funny. Oh my god. So this is a song called Britney, which was written and produced by James Bourne.
Solely.
And is overtly... Yeah, solely. And it's overtly about wanting to fuck Britney Spears. Just, there's no deeper metaphor behind it. It's just, I want to fuck Britney Spears. It's so good.
Do you want to just quickly, like overall thoughts on the song, really quick, good or bad?
I don't know. It's kind of like I've enjoyed listening to it in the run up to this to, you know, prepare how I feel about things, but it is kind of gimmicky. It's not really when I think, oh, I'm going to listen to some Busted. I'm going to listen to this song, you know?
Yeah, definitely. What do you think of the music?
There are some things I really like and some things that I really don't like. I like how a lot of the stuff is written, but some of the production on it is really annoying for me. I can get more into what I mean when we get to that point in the song.
Okay. Well, I introduced us today. Would you like to start off with the breakdown? Do the first couple lines?
Okay. Well, the first two lines of this song are, "Your face is everywhere I go now, and you're on every television show now."
Who starts off the song? Is it Charlie or is it James?
I'm pretty sure James sings this line.
I thought so too, but it's stepping away from the first two songs, which have both had Charlie coming in with his strong vocals to start with and letting someone else take the reins.
it's a really... So, at this point in time, it's not overtly about Britney Spears, but you can kind of guess. It's called Britney, and it says, "Your face is everywhere I go now, and you're on every television show now." And it was a different time in 2002. She bloody was everywhere.
She was. She was, like, biggest person on the planet.
Yeah. So, I guess it only makes sense that Busted would write this song about being super horny for her.
Especially as teenage boys. I mean, if they were super horny over Miss McKenzie, what are they going to be like over Britney Spears?
Oh, yeah. This was peak Britney Spears. Oh. She was a very attractive woman. Not to say so that she isn't now, but this was peak Britney Spears time.
This was her in that school uniform. We all know what we're talking about here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it gets referenced later on.
It does. It does.
Yeah. And they say, "You're everything I want in someone, but you don't even know who I am. Baby, why should you?" This is kind of a funny thing for me. Do you think Busted ever thought, because I think this podcast is going to make no sense to anyone outside of the UK.
Oh, definitely.
But they were a pretty big name in the UK, especially
I've been
for people
meaning to
who
ask
our age when this came out.
Yeah, I've been meaning to ask my mum like how big they were, because I was like 6 when this album came out. So to me, they were like my whole world. But like, I don't know, as like someone now, like, were they like One Direction big, or were they like Take That comeback big? I don't know. Were they like just like media? Were they like Ed Sheeran levels of huge? I don't know. So I've been meaning to ask and sort of gauge how big they actually were, because I'm very interested.
Yeah. Well, I was, you know, when you get sucked into a Wikipedia black hole and then you just start clicking everywhere.
Yeah.
I was sucked into one earlier, sort of doing some research, and I was looking at Charlie Simpson, member of
not
the
my Wikipedia
band,
page
co-host. And yeah, on there it says that he had 4 number one singles with Busted. So I think that's pretty decent.
That is pretty big. That means 3 yeah. must have come in the second album.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Because there was only one on this album.
Yeah.
Which one was it? Was Year 3000? I imagine.
No, it was You Said No.
Okay. Mad. I never would have thought You Said No wasn't as big a song as Year 3000 was.
No, out of the 3 that charted, I would have gone Year 3000 is definitely the number one. But
yeah, it's definitely the one that's persisted the most.
Oh, 100%, yeah. I'm just going to check my facts. Oh, no, it reached number 2.
Do you think...
Crazy.
Okay.
Sorry.
Do you think at the time they ever thought they were going to be a big name as well? Because I think this is kind of... This probably came from a very fair place. You don't even know who I am. Baby, why should you? But, you know, if they'd continued on the trend it looked like they were setting, it's very plausible that Britney Spears would know who they were.
I mean, she might know who they are now.
Yeah, it's possible. That's got to be a weird thing. Imagine writing this lyric and fully believing it, probably. And then actually going somewhere with this stupid fucking song.
I hope they have a new song on their album, which is wanting to fuck Britney Spears now, and they're like, you know who I am.
Maybe if we just aggressively tweet them, they'll make that single. Let's make it a campaign. Busted fans, far and wide, let's do this. Let's make a hashtag for it.
Hashtag Britney remake.
Is that
what?
Hashtag Britney sequel or something. or you say it should just be the same song, but they just change that one line. It's just a 2018, 2019 remaster, and they just change one of the lines so it's relevant.
I hope they do.
Be amazing. Do you want to take the next stanza?
I'd love to. This is my favourite one. Of the whole song, this is probably my favourite verse. So the next 2 lines are, sweating all over your video, watching every single scene in slow-mo. So they're getting quite hot under the collar, watching Britney Spears here.
Yeah.
As you know,
I can't really tell when they say this if they're saying she's sweating all over her video or if they're just sweating watching her.
Or both.
I imagine probably.
I think they were sweating watching her.
Yeah.
Although isn't there one video where she's
really? But imagine
really
if she was sweating too.
Like oily. Is that a thing? I don't know. Like toxic or something, having... and she's like wearing like a bikini and she's got like oil all over her. She looks like she's just got out of an olive oil bath. No, just me? Okay. I'm not weird.
An olive oil bath is one of the weirdest things anyone's ever said.
It's good for your skin, though, I'm sure.
Would it be? I don't know.
My girlfriend's mum puts olive oil on her face because apparently it's good for your skin, so... I'm assuming if you bathe in it, it would be great.
That's odd.
It is.
I've never heard of anyone else that does that. That being said, I don't tend to grill people for their skincare reasons, but I'm still pretty confident that that's a weird thing to do.
Shall I move on to the next two lines?
Sure.
So, swing all over your video, watching every single scene in slow-mo, tracking you down on the internet, because I ain't seen you naked yet.
And that last line is really delivered with a lot of power.
Because really, I ain't seen you really naked, steps up yet.
Naked yet. It's great.
Oh, this song is fucking ridiculous, and I love it.
I think every adolescent boy's been there for a certain celebrity.
Who was yours? Who
furiously
was your
Googling images until they find... Oh, I don't know. Maybe Shakira.
Oh,
I think
good
I remember
choice.
Trying to find more revealing pictures of Shakira than was readily available to the public.
Mine was in the height of her Doctor Who days, Billy Piper.
Oh, yeah, very fair. I think I've probably also been there. Yeah. Right, well, let's not dwell too long on that tidbit of information. Should we move on to the chorus? Do we have anything else to say about tracking you down on the internet? Cause
I mean,
seen you naked yet?
Is there much to really take from that? I don't think this is going to be very a deep analytical view because, I mean, what can you drag out of this? This is a very on the surface, like one dimensional song.
Yeah,
which makes it so great.
But there are some fun little subtle things.
Oh, there are. There
we'll
are.
Get
yeah.
To. There hasn't really been so far, but moving forward, there's a lot going on, which is quite cool. For example, in the chorus, I want you, Brittany, but they don't say Brittany. They say Brittany, and then they really drag it out, so it lasts for like a whole bar.
Like that.
I want you, Brittany, which I think is kind of a parody slash homage of the pop songs of the time and the kind of stuff that Britney does in a lot of her songs.
Yeah.
But then the next line is hilarious. They say, so if I just say the words, it's not funny. They say, I need you here with me. But they don't say me. They say,
May.
And it's so funny. I listened to this song a lot of times, you know, in the past couple of weeks because I had this to prepare for. And literally every single time I laughed at that point, it didn't stop being funny for me. apparently that's a, well, I thought it was just a reference to how, because she sings like that.
She does
well,
sing so like that, yeah.
It's funny. But it's also a reference to NSYNC's It's Gonna Be Me, in which Justin Timberlake famously goes, it's gonna be May.
They also have another reference to that in a few lines time.
Yeah, they have a few references to NSYNC, because at the time, Britney Spears was apparently in a high-profile relationship with Justin Timberlake. That kind of glossed me over at the time.
Do you know what I found out yesterday, Carlisle?
Okay.
The song Cry Me a River was written about Britney Spears.
I think I did know that. Yeah, but it's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. Crazy. And this song was also written about Britney Spears. Crazy.
It's weird that both of those two songs don't have the same kind of reverence.
No, well, he's already had sex with Britney Spears, so he doesn't need to sing like this anymore.
The next two lines are, you know that I won't stop until I've got you. I want you, Britney. I don't think there's anything special going on there.
Can I just...
In
about
fact,
the
it's
chorus,
a little weird.
It's quite like a romantic sounding... like a romantically sung chorus, like it's quite like nice, and it's like, and then the rest of the song is just horrible. Don't get it.
The way that the chords resolve on the word on the last Britney in the chorus, I want you, Britney, is quite pleasant. So yeah, it does come across quite sweet.
Yeah.
Until you actually listen to what the rest of the song is saying.
Oh, we're getting back into creepy busted again.
Yeah, I think you know that I won't stop until I've got you is kind of creepy.
Yeah, and it gets worse.
But the thing is, I'm never really sure how to think about this, because like a lot of songs are like that, and I think because a lot of songs are like that, a lot of more songs are like that, you know, because it's just normalized. So I don't know if I'm weird for finding it creepy, and not just understanding that it's something it does, or if I'm right for insisting that it is creepy even though that's just what everyone does.
I think you're right.
You know what I mean?
You're on the good side of morality right now, Carlisle. would you like to take the next verse, or do you want me to do it?
Sure, I'll do a couple lines.
Okay.
I even know the place that you live, and I don't care who your boyfriend is, because one day it's gonna be me. This is another clear reference to "It's Gonna Be Me" by NSYNC, and
Justin they also say it
in their relationship.
My.
Oh god!
I even
so
know
dumb.
The place that you live. This is back to some Miss McKenzie shit, and I don't like it.
Yeah, was that public knowledge?
I don't know if he just means, like, I know you live in LA, or if he's like, I know you live on 123 LA Lane,
I know where you
LA.
Live. I know where you live. I know the bin men schedule. I follow them. I follow the bins, and then I see you, and you come out. And sometimes you say hi to them. And I'm sitting, I'm looking in a tree.
Do you think if she listened to this, she would have been endeared towards them?
I don't know.
Like, do you think James was sitting there writing this? Like, oh man, I really hope she sees this song, because I think sparks could really fly.
Maybe, but I think it's unlikely. But that means she's probably pretty desensitized to this at the time, because can you imagine the kind of fan mail she would have gotten as, like, the most famous and most popularly found attractive person in the entire world at the time?
This girl I used to work with,
she would have got some creepy shit. This was probably on the more tolerable end. Sorry, please tell the story.
This girl I used to work with, she has an Instagram where she posts, like, semi-revealing pictures. She's very attractive, but she's got, like, 50,000 followers, and the fucking messages she gets. Imagine what it's like when literally everyone in the world knows who you are.
Yeah.
It must be horrendous.
God. imagine if the internet was as sort of accessible as it was, as it is today, then, you know, with all the various social media platforms and how easy it is to really make your voice heard now.
Fucking hell. I think she would have shaved her head a few years
earlier. I think
people
are more desensitized, though. Yeah. You know, people made fun of her a lot for that breakdown, but, you know, it was kind of understandable seeing just how
100%.
Enormous she was.
Yeah. It's like
young
when Jim Carrey
well.
Snaps and went crazy. You're like, I get it.
It's art.
Yeah. She was just a method singer. That's the thing, right?
A method singer. and then they say, I think that I'm obsessed with you, girl, because I copy everything you do now, and Pepsi lets me taste you. So when I listened to this, I had no idea what the fuck they were talking about. I had to look into it. So apparently, at the time, Britney Spears signed a deal, an advertising deal with Pepsi, so she was like the face of Pepsi. So
she was
Pepsi lets James taste her.
It was the 2002 Kylie Jenner. That's what Britney Spears was.
Right, okay. Yeah, I think they did better with Britney than they did with Kylie Jenner, I think.
Yeah. I think we all get the connotations that James is talking about here, about letting him taste her. I think we all understand the conolingus that he is implying, and we don't appreciate it.
I appreciate it. I'm the
If they
worst.
Copy everything you do now... Right, okay, I've got some... I've got some busted timelining to work out here. Are you ready? So,
all right.
They say, I copy everything you do now. Do you think that involved wearing a very sexy school uniform? And if so, do you think maybe that is what Miss McKenzie made her realise that they were collectively one hunk?
It's very possible. Can you imagine if a music video was ever made for this? Because there would probably be so many reenactments of music videos.
Oh god, it would be great.
It would have been hilarious. Oh, I really wish that had happened. They probably were scared of being sued or something though.
Probably. You can do that for parody, can't you? Fair use.
Yeah, parody law you can, but yeah, I think they just didn't want to. They probably didn't want that to be one of the things they were known for, But to be fair, it's not that far off kilter from, like, the ridiculousness that is in What I Go to School For. This is more ridiculous than What I Go to School For, yeah. But What I Go to School For is a pretty ridiculous single.
All their singles are pretty ridiculous singles. Year 3000 is a very ridiculous single.
It should be said, this is the first song that we talk about, which was only an album release. This song is not a single, so this was one of the ones that was just for the fans. You had to get into Busted to find this gem.
But also, this is the first one. Imagine you're listening to this album for the first time and you're like, oh, I love What I Go to School For. And then this just comes and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, boy.
Do you want me to break down the next verse?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. God must have spent a little more time on you. In school uniform, you look so good. You know, that's quite nice. Apparently,
it's quite nice.
Apparently, God must have spent a little more time on you is an NSYNC song.
Yep.
I didn't know that before.
It's a very clever little reference, I guess.
It is. And then, obviously, in school uniform, you look so good. Obvious reference to that song.
Baby One More Time.
Hit me, Baby One More Time. Thank you.
Yeah. Famous music video in which Britney Spears wears a school uniform with the shirt done into a knot in the middle, so it's extra sexy.
Oh, yes. Oh. Stop it. Carlisle. You get me? You're making me sweat watching her videos. Thank you.
Maybe she'll listen to this and realise we're into her and she should hit us up. Collectively, because that's how any Busted related video works.
Hit us up collectively on Twitter at A Podcast For Everyone, Brittany, and let us know that you're interested.
at Pod For Everyone on Twitter, everybody, if you want to tweet us and Britney Spears in the same tweet and be like, you guys should hook up.
Are you ready for the next two lines?
I'm ready.
Okay. And you say that you're not a girl, but I'll make you a woman. Apparently, once again, I'm not a girl, not yet a woman is a Britney Spears song, so that's a clever reference to that. And the second one is a reference to having sex with her. That one's less subtle.
I wish this song... If this song was released today, that would have extra meaning, because since then, Britney Spears has released the song Womanizer.
Oh, she has.
So that would have worked as a great reference as well. But that, as this was released, I think, 5 years before that, this is just an unrelated thing.
Oh, God, fucking hell. What were they... What? I get that this is, like, supposed to be a funny song. I get that. But also, like, what the fuck are you doing? And once again, I love this song. I think this song is great.
Oh, yeah.
But...
It's funny as hell.
It's not, like... It's not... I can tell why it was not a single, is what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah. Fun little fact. The Britney Spears song this is referencing, I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman... was in the film Crossroads, and it won a Razzie Award, which are a famous counterpart to, like, a parody of the Oscars for bad things in film, and it won a Razzie for the worst original song for a film. So, apparently it's not good.
Do you know the...
Or at least that board didn't think it was good.
Do you know the only actor or actress to win a Razzie and an Oscar in the same year?
Was that Halle Berry?
It was not Halle Berry. It was Sandra Bullock.
Oh, God, Sandra.
I don't know what the Razzie was for, but the Oscar was for The Good Side.
When did that happen?
I don't know, a couple years ago.
It might have been for Gravity then.
Razzie. Maybe. No, the Razzie was... Yeah. Gravity was shit. I didn't like that film. Anyway.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it at all.
We're not talking about...
I'm so glad that you don't like it, because everyone loves it, and I think it's fucking terrible.
Oh, it's just boring. Yeah.
Anyway. After that, we get a reprise of the chorus again, in which nothing changes. And then the next verse is quite interesting from a production thing.
The end of this song gets weird, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. So, now Matt sings, and he says, every single thing you do, every time I look at you, I become a slave for you. You drive me crazy. And the first two lines, there's not really anything to talk about, so I blazed over them. but I'm a Slave for You is another Britney Spears song. So that's another reference there.
Are you on the Genius lyrics right now?
Did
you click on it and are seeing the little bit of the video?
I have, because it's not showing up for me.
Oh, broken. Well, you're missing out.
Is it really sexy?
It's very sexy. Now I want to write a song about trying to fuck her. That's how sexy it is.
But I want to talk about the music of this section for a bit, because it starts using orchestral hits, which is a sound effect that's very popular in NSYNC music and pop music of this time.
I did not know that. Can you do a demonstration of one just with your voice?
Oh, not really, because the whole point is there's like 8 instruments doing stuff at once.
Oh.
But if you listen to this bit of the song, it's you can really tell it's on the beat. It's very noticeable, and it's a very clear reference. I think that's a really fun little touch.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, helps to really hone in this as a sort of homage / parody of the pop songs at the time.
Do you think it was an homage or a parody?
I don't know. I think it might have been a parody, but if it was a parody, I think it was kind of a short-sighted one, because they're a pop band as well. They didn't think they were at the time.
No, they were a rock band. What are you talking about?
I remember thinking that when I was a child and growing up. No, they were a pop band, weren't they?
I remember my cousin, who was really into like Blink-182 and Good Charlotte and stuff, was trying to explain to me. He was probably like, I think he's like 10 years older than me or something. He was trying to explain what pop punk is. And then I was like, oh, so like Busted. And he was like, no.
To be fair, I don't think they're that different. Like,
no, me neither.
I'd be happy enough to call some of Busted stuff pop punk.
Mm.
So, yeah. And then they say, you know that I won't stop until I've got you. I want you, Britney, which is just a reprisal of that second half of the chorus. Do you want to take the next bit that Charlie sings after that?
So this is quite like a... Is this the bit that you don't like musically?
Yeah, the production on this is weird, because they're doing really weird stuff with the guitar. They use like quite heavy distortion on the guitar, but it's a very tuned down bit. It's a very sort of mellow bit, so that fuzz really doesn't mix in very well. And
yeah,
then in the background, to Charlie singing, the other two are
na 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 na
over the yeah. But there's a lot of reverb on those, so it really dominates the mix a little bit, and it sounds really annoying for me, personally.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Fair enough. So, the next... Well, it's 4 lines repeated. So, fuck it now. God, I forgot that these lines were in this song, so I've just read them now. What the hell can I do to get closer to you? You can run, you can't hide. I'll make you feel good inside. Like, what the... That is the most rapey shit I've ever heard. You can run,
so apparently,
but you can't hide.
You can run, but you can't hide. I'm going to yes. I know where you live.
I'll make you feel good inside.
I'll make you feel good inside. But apparently, you can run, you can't hide. So, again, this is more what I was thinking of when I was talking about. Am I weird, or is this weird?
No,
that everybody
this is
does
weird.
This? Yeah. But apparently this line is actually also a reference, so I guess there is some leeway for this one. Because sometimes I run, sometimes I hide is the opening line of Britney Spears' second single, Sometimes.
I feel like they wanted to get references in, which I get, but also, don't put in a reference that makes you sound creepy as fuck. Stick to the fun ones where you go, "May." Don't go, you literally cannot escape from my clutches. I'll make you feel good. Don't do that.
I'll make you feel good. Do you want to feel good? It doesn't matter, because I'll make you feel good. I was expecting I'll make you feel good inside to be a reference. It's just not. It's just a weird fucking line. It's really odd.
Jesus. Okay. So then that is repeated again. Again with the, you can run, you can't hide, I'll make you feel good inside. To be fair, this isn't as bad as I thought it was, because every time I've listened to the song, I thought it was, you can't run, you can't hide. And then it just made me think that they just like tied her up somewhere.
Yeah, I also thought that.
So apparently, at least he's letting her try and escape. That's a positive, right?
I wonder if that's ever come up in, like, a court case. Your Honor, I let her try.
If she tried the handcuffs, she would have realized they were fake ones.
I did actually kill her dog, though. I did actually do that. I'm sorry, Your Honor. But, yeah, the handcuff thing wasn't real.
Would you like to take us home, Carla?
Well, after that, we just get the chorus again a couple times. It ends on quite a nice mellow note. The song is effectively over, but it does, the chorus, the music at the end slows down, the instruments are stripped back. So, as we were talking about before, how it kind of resolves on a very kind of sweet note, how it actually does kind of feel romantic at the end of the chorus. Here, that's amplified a bit more because it gets slowed down and stripped back, and you kind of just hear the harmonies between the guys and the sweet and the nice resolving of that chord progression.
Very nice.
So I think it kind of ends on a note where it's kind of fooled you into thinking it was a sweet song.
Yeah, it definitely has. I remember I remember this song like clicking for me when I think I was probably like 14. And everything just like fell into place, and I was like, "How have I never noticed this before?" I always kind of guessed it was about Britney Spears because it's called Britney and stuff. But I never got all like the dirty, dirty meaning behind it.
I didn't realize that at all when I listened to this as a kid,
yeah.
And then I forgot about this song. And when Busted were getting back together in 2015, so 3 years ago at the time of recording this, somebody mentioned Britney, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I can't remember that song." And I listened to it, and it all came back to me. I'm like, oh my god, I never realized, but this is definitely about Britney Spears. This is insane. This is so funny. That was a weird time for me.
Would you like to move on to the grading?
Yeah, so as always. Were you a big fan of Britney Spears? Does this hold much weight for you as a kind of funny reverence thing?
Or I was never.
Sort of like, oh, okay.
I was never much of a Britney Spears fan, to be honest. I didn't get most of the references. I was never an NSYNC fan at all. Nothing against them. I think they were just a bit... They got big when I was too young to sort of listen to music properly. It was just sort of like, you hear whatever comes on the radio. So I was never really into either of them, but this song really made me fall in love with her for a different reason.
Yeah, I never really... was aware of NSYNC until long after they'd broken up.
Mm.
And then when I found out they existed, it was, you know, as the band that Justin Timberlake was apparently in once.
Yeah.
And I've never been a big fan of Britney Spears, except for that she does have one album, which was released long after this song, which I do really enjoy, called Circus, because the song Circus is great. It's, like, really rocky. It's mad.
Okay.
There's a huge amount of energy to it, and then there's also a song in there called Lace and Leather, which has a really fun chord progression. You can tell from the title that it's quite a sexy song, but the chord progression is quite atypical for a pop song. It goes down chromatically, which is more of a rock thing, which is fun to listen to, and yeah, it's really funny. Womanizer's on there, which I referenced
womanizer,
at one point. That would have been great.
Womanizer, you're a womanizer, oh, womanizer, oh, you're a womanizer, baby. That one?
You are. Yeah.
I don't know. I know. Oh, sorry.
Well, yeah, I would love it if that song was released on one of her earlier albums so that it could work as a reference for this song.
Maybe she wrote it to make this song make more sense.
Can you imagine?
I don't know if you are... I know you're aware of John Lajoie.
Yes.
I don't know if you went to listen to A Song for Britney, which is one of his songs.
Oh, I forgot, yeah.
That's okay.
John Lajoie is a... musical comedian on YouTube. Everyone should check him out. He's very funny.
Yes, he did such hits as Show Me Your Genitals and WTF Collective. Anyway, he has a song called Song for Britney, which was done years after this one, but it is very much along the same theme. I think the chorus is something like I don't care what they all say, I'd still have sex with you any day.
Yeah, do it. Britney Spears at her worst. Yeah. Still, you know, a very
one of my personal favorite lines in that song is, "And if you want to marry me, as long as I don't have to sign a prenup, I agree." Anyway, so we're talking about Busted.
Yeah. Weird. So yeah, I think in all, so for both music and for lyrics, for me, there are bits of the song which are like a 10, and there are bits of the song that are like a 3. So it kind of does balances out as a kind of a 5 for everywhere for me. For music, you know, I was talking about those orchestral hits and stuff like that I really like, but and there are some interesting guitar lead parts, but I was talking about that bit that's produced really terribly. Yeah. I don't like, and elsewise there's not much going on in the chords, though, as we were saying, the chorus does sound surprisingly sweet because it's well written to sound romantic when it's not actually, which I think is kind of fun. So I think, I don't know, maybe a 6 for music. What do you think?
I was going to say a 5, so should we go 5.5?
Yeah, sounds good.
Do you have a calculator lyrics. Again?
Yeah, I've got my calculator.
Lyrics, I like them, but they're not... like, I think they're quite clever with all the references, but they're not like the most well-written song that Busted have. So I would maybe go for like a 6.5.
Yeah, I was thinking about the same. So yeah, we'll say 6.5 for that. And then personal preference, as I said before, I like this song, I think it's funny, but I never set out to listen to it unless I'm about to do a podcast on it.
And that happens all the time. So this is like your most listened
to. Yeah. yeah, for me, maybe a 5.5 or a 6.
I was going to say like a 4.5.
Okay, should we go 5 then?
So yeah, I like this song when I hear it, but I never like pick to listen to this one.
Yeah, fair.
So what does that make it up?
5.5 for music, 6.5 for lyrics, and a 5 based on our personal preference, which is an overall average of 5.6 recurring. So 5.67 is what we'll put in.
And where does that place?
That makes it 3rd in our ranked list of 3 Busted songs.
Someone had to be 3rd. Someone?
Yeah.
A song.
We'll make this list public on our Twitter, which is @podforeveryone. But and I guess on our Facebook page as well, which is the same. But at the moment, just as a quick reminder, What I Go to School For is currently our favourite at 7.5. Crash and Burn / You Said No is in second place at 7.167. And Britney is 3rd at 5.67.
It's quite a big gap there.
Yeah. So at the moment, they're getting worse in release order.
Oh, God. Carlisle, I would like to ask you a question before we finish, if that's okay.
Okay.
Because we did this in the first one, and then I thought it was a good idea and forgot, so we're going to do it again now. You had to write a pop song, or a song about wanting to have sex with a current pop star, who would it be and why?
Oh, who do I fancy? Who's big right now is the thing. I probably end up doing someone that hasn't been relevant for a good while.
No, you have to do someone who's big now. That's part of the the charm of the song.
I guess maybe Dua Lipa.
Oh, do you know her? Good shout. Yes, good shout.
What about you?
I don't know. The only person I can think of is Ariana Grande, but like, I don't even fancy. Like, she's attractive, but she's not like the one that my heart weeps for, you know. But so maybe I'll just do a really like bog standard down the middle, I want to bang you song for Ariana Grande.
We could make both of those songs and make them the promo material for the podcast, but we probably won't
and shouldn't. I don't think this song would go down as well as it did in 2002 that it would in 2018.
Yeah, this is one of the ones that Charlie probably likes to pretend doesn't happen. Yeah,
they're not whipping this one out at gigs anymore, are they?
Yeah, no, they didn't play this when I saw them.
I don't think they played this when I saw them, and that was in like 2004.
So yeah, thank you all so much for listening to A Podcast for Everyone. I got a tweet, by the way,
just makes that me says, laugh.
Well, I got a tweet saying, I don't get the name. What is the name? So we may as well just say now, I assume everyone listening to this is a big, a busted fan, but it's possible that you're not and you're doing this to listen to us be idiots. So the name of Busted's second album is A Present for Everyone. So that's why we've called this A Podcast for Everyone.
We thought naming it just Podcast after the first album was a bit too out there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Maybe too avant-garde. But yeah, thank you so much for listening, and join us next week for Losing You, I think is the name of the song,
yes,
on the album.
The first emotional hint.
I just don't remember this song at all. So yeah, this is going to be an experience for me as well, because I'm going to have to listen to this for the first time in over 15 years.
Well, I hope you enjoy it.
Me too. Yeah, I don't want to. Though it will be fun to just have one song to just shit all over, but I don't think it'll be that one.
Oh, I think there will be one, but it's not going to be that one.
Yeah. There are songs that I might have to do more prep for. Like, there's a Dawson's Geek, which is a reference to Dawson's Creek, which I've never seen an episode
no,
of.
No, I don't really know what it is.
One episode just to get an idea.
That's
yeah.
a good idea. I was thinking that I was just like, what is a Dawson's Creek? Anyway. Thank you again for listening. I have been Charlie.
I'm Carlisle.
And together, we are... Podcast for Everyone.
Can you tell we didn't plan this outro?
Bye.
Bye-bye.